Christmas.
Okay, I'm just going to share for a very short amount of time. As most of you know, I've been in YWAM for almost 3 years now. But this past year has been the first time I've been a staff at YWAM instead of a student.
过去的一年我是第一次在这所大学里作为大学生。
So over these past 4 months, I've been with YWAM Madison in Wisconsin.
在过去的四个月，我在这个医学院是吧
？YWAM, sorry.
YWAM.
Yeah. Okay. And I've been working with our college ministry there.
我在和大学的宣教工作做一些。
And so we have a house on campus, and I live in that house, and I do many activities around the house.
我们在大学里有一所学校，我们做了很多在有关的在这个房间宿舍里面有一些很多活动。
So I meet with students one-on-one to talk.
我和学生有一对一的谈话。
I've been helping to lead an apologetic small group.
我会立了一些小的团契。
But really what my most important job is to just be a friend to them.
我其实最重要的工作就是给他们做朋友。
What I've been learning over the past 4 months is just how relational discipleship is.
我在过去四个月当中学到的就是关系是最重要的。
Because you can't affect anybody if you're not a friend to them.
当然你不能够向任何人传福音如果你跟他们不首先做朋友的话。
And you can't speak into their lives and change them unless they trust you and are friends to you.
你必须先有跟他们对话，改变他的建立朋友，才能给他们对话，建立一个关系，然后改变他们的生命。
This was hard for me to be okay with at first.
这个最开始对我来说是有点困难。
Because it meant sometimes all I was doing was playing games with them.
因为刚开始就是跟他们玩游戏。
Or going to a coffee shop and having tea with them. Or
或者是喝咖啡喝茶。
And I was thinking, there's so many people who love me and are supporting me financially and through prayer.
但是我想到很多人都为我祷告资助我在经济上资助我。
And I'm playing games and having coffee with people.
而我却在跟他们玩游戏喝咖啡。
But even over these short 4 months, I've already seen how God has let me impact these students' lives.
但是在过去短短的四个月当中，我已经看到我怎么样用我的生命来影响这些学生的生命。
And I think I'm very fortunate that I've already been able to see some kind of impact.
我真的是很幸运能看到这一些好的结果。
For a lot of people, 4 months is not a long enough time to develop these relationships and really start having an impact.
对很多人来说，四个月还没有建立关系呢。
But I've been able to walk alongside students who are having doubts about their faith and doubts about God.
但是我能够跟这些学生，当他们对我们的信仰有疑问的时候，我能跟他们一起走。
And really be able to just share my life with them, share my experiences with them, and grow together with them.
我只是跟他们分享我的生命，我的生活，然后跟他们一起成长。
I think this lesson is a very important one for me to learn in looking at my future ministry.
我觉得这个经验教训对我来说对我将来的宣教是有一个非常重要的帮助。
Some of you may know that I feel called to Japan. I feel God has called me to Japan.
很多你们当中有一些人知道让我神在呼召我。
I'm not ready to go there yet.
我还没有准备好。
There's still a lot of things that God is developing in me.
我还在继续成长。
But I think knowing and believing and experiencing that discipleship is relational is one of the most important parts.
但是知道或者去经历是非常重要的。
Because really to any nation, but especially to the Japanese people, you will not be able to impact them unless you have relationship with them.
除非你必须有首先建立关系，特别是对日本人来说，所以这个建立关系的经验对我来说是一个很好的经历。
Heading into the next year, I'll still be with our campus ministry for a little while.
下一年我会继续在大学的宣教继续做一段时间。
But I have many opportunities in front of me, and I'm currently praying about which one to pursue.
但是我面前有很多机会，所以我还在继续祷告，哪我会选择哪一个机会。
Some opportunities for international trips.
啊，有一些是国际的宣教，对。
Some opportunities to continue to teach in our Bible school.
啊，另外一个机会就是继续在我们的学校教圣经。
And also opportunities to continue my own development for what God is calling me to.
另外一个就是继续发展我自己，成长我自己。
So thank you so much for all of your prayers and your support.
谢谢大家的祷告和支持。
Yeah. I can't do what God is calling me to do if it wasn't for all of you.
我神，如果不是因为你们，我不能做神要我做的事情。
Because even ministry and missions, everything in life is about relationship.
真的就是在宣教里面，所有的东西都是有关系的。
This is what I've been learning.
这是我过去所学到的。
So thank you so much.
谢谢大家。
Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
Let's give us our dear David one more applause.
继续为大卫来鼓掌，谢谢他的分享。
I'm so glad.真的很高兴看到我们的孩子这样成熟，这样成长。
I'm so glad to see our kids are growing and.
啊 ，No, let's try one more time.
看看你的口令 work work.
Oh.
It worked.
Oh.
Not that one.Okay.
All right, that's good. See, I'm going to show you this. Merry Christmas.
我跟大家说圣诞节快乐。
真的很高兴哈，我们一起能够在主里面一起在最后一个主日来联合聚会来庆祝我们主耶稣基督的诞生。
I'm so glad to come here as last Sunday of 2016 on the Christmas to celebrate together.
请问一下。
Let me ask you a question.
我们当中有多少人会说，哦，感谢主，今年总算过去了。
How many of you may say, praise the Lord, this year is finally over?
Anyone?
Anybody?
Oh, okay, good. 如果你在今年的生活上面遇到种种困难，你可能会这样想，同意吗？
If you have encountered all kinds of difficulty in your life this year, you may think so. Agree?
其实在我们的生活当中碰到难处是难以避免的，同意吗？
Actually, difficulty is inevitable in our life. Do you agree?
所以我们需要的抱有的认知是，在生活当中出现惊奇、出现艰难的时候，我们要如何来面对？
Therefore, we need to embrace a cognition that is, when life is tough, how you want to face it.
所以今天我要跟各位来分享的是，生活艰难时候寻得平安。
Finding peace during tough time is a subject we're going to muse over today.
为什么奇怪？圣诞节为什么谈这种事情
？Why we're talking about this at Christmas time?
因为希望在我们年结束的时候，在面对新年的时候，我们心里有准备。
Because we want you all prepared at end of the year and for next year.
在路加福音的第一章里面，我们刚刚读的26-55是关于玛利亚一段很棒的经文。
The book Luke 1:26 to 55,
yeah.
A wonderful scripture about Mary.
我相信这段经文可以成为我们的帮助。
I believe this is a helpful scripture for all of us.
今天早上我要跟各位一起从不同的角度来看看玛利亚。
Let's talk about Mary from different point of view.
我盼望各位看到的玛利亚，其实是跟你跟我一样，没有什么不同的地方。
I hope what you see is not that Mary has any difference from you and me.
其实她跟我们是一样的。
But what you see is actually that she's like you and me.
圣经会提到玛利亚。
The reason Bible mentioned Mary.
当然是告诉我们耶稣要借着她而生。
It's of course because it tells us Jesus Christ was born through her.
但是另外有一个重点我们必须要注意到的。
But please pay attention, there's another important point.
也是要教导我们，当生活当中有一些不如意、突然事情发生的时候，我们可以像玛利亚一样寻得平安。
It is to teach all of us to find peace in the same way that Mary did when life was difficult.
在这段圣经告诉我们，在这里的每一个大人也好、小孩子也好，至少在五个方面，有五点像玛利亚一样。
This passage tells us every adult and every child here is like Mary.
哪五点呢?
In at least five ways.
哪五点呢? 我们就像玛利亚。
Which five ways?
好，第一点。
First.
我们就像玛利亚一样，在生活当中就是有一些似乎不可能发生的事情发生了。
We are like Mary in the similar way that we have experienced things that seemingly impossible but happen to us in our life.
就是刚刚我讲的，在我们生活当中有可能就会有一些很奇怪，似乎是不可能发生的事情就发生了。
As I just mentioned earlier, we likely have encountered some strange or even some impossible things in our life.
同意吗?
Right?
只有大人点头，小孩子都不点头。
Only adults nod your head, but not kids.
年轻们，我相信过一阵你们会经历到。
The young people, I'm sure you will experience those.
绝对不可能发生的事情发生了。
It seems impossible, but it happened.
要完成那件工作根本不可能。
Since absolutely seems mission impossible to accomplish,
要维持那个关系根本就不可能。
Or relationship impossible to maintain,
要改变那个习惯根本就不可能。
Or a habit impossible to change.
可是谈到不可能的事情，我们看看玛利亚面对什么。
However, let's take a look on what Mary has faced in terms of mission impossible.
第一章二十六节说
，Luke 1:26，
这边说过了。到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒。
In the six months of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee.
我们先停在这里。
Let's pause here.
我们知道加利利是在以色列的北边一个小城。
Galilee was in the north of Israel.
它不是一个繁华的地区。
It's not a prosperous area.
那么拿撒勒更不用讲了。
Not to even mention Lazarus.
在基督的时代是人迹稀少，是很小很小很穷的一个地方。
In the Christ era is sparsely populated. It's a very small and poor city.
我不晓得各位记不记得，在约翰福音第一章里面，他就记载着。
Do you remember what chapter 1 of book John recorded?
当腓力找到拿大尼耶的时候，跟他讲：“我找到那个耶稣了，找到那个基督了。”
Philip found Lazarus. Say to him,
记不记得拿大尼耶说什么？
Do you remember what Nathanael said?
他说拿撒勒能出什么好的？
Can anything good to come out of Nathanael?
是不是？拿撒勒能够出什么好的？
Can anything good come out of Nathanael?
所以这一节圣经告诉我们什么？
What this verse tell us?
神派遣那个天使长加百列到这个人迹稀少、没有人看得起、天使最不可能出现的地方，找到这个在人眼中最不可能有什么作为的人。
God sends the archangel Gabriel to the place where man was sparsely populated, unattractive, and least likely being in the sight of angel.
圣经告诉我们，加百列跟他说什么
？What does Lazarus say to him?
他到童女那里是已经许配大卫家一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。
To a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, and of the virgin's name was Mary.
我们要想到当时那个玛利亚，那个时候大概是13-14岁了。
Now think about that moment. Mary was about 13, 14, 15 years old.
为什么
？Why？
因为在那个时代里面呢，女孩子到了15岁了，应该要结婚了，要嫁出去了。
Because in the culture of that time, girls were about 15 years to get married.
所以我们当中这些小孩子都已经嫁婚了，嫁出去了。
So most of you probably already married.
在当时那个时代就是这样子一个环境。
That's that kind of environment.
那么我请各位注意到这一节经文里面有一个字重复两次。
I want you to pay attention to a word that has been repeated twice.
非常重要的。
It's very important.
哪个字
？Which word?
Virgin. 童女嘛，对不对？童女这个字出现两个字。Mm-hmm. 那么为什么圣经这么强调童女这个字
？Why does this story emphasize the word virgin so much?
为什么
？Why?
首先是个预言嘛，是吧？预言的应验，是不是？
The first reason is a fulfillment of prophecy.
在以赛亚书第七章十四节就曾经说过，当弥赛亚要来临的时候
Easter 7:14 mission when Messiah come.
他说必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and we shall call him Emmanuel.
以马内利就是什么？就是神与我们同在。
Emmanuel means God is with us.
所以就告诉我们这是非常重要的。
Bible told us this is very important.
但是这个童女出现在这个故事里面，有另外一个重要的原因。
But there is another important reason why the word virgin is in this story.
童女可不可能生孩子？
The virgin can virgin have a baby?
可不可能？
Is that possible? Impossible.
圣经强调玛利亚是个童女，主要的就是表明从她有一个婴孩诞生是不可能的。
The Bible emphasizes that because virgin have a baby is impossible.
这完全是在于神。
This is fully rely on God.
这完全是关于神在任何的障碍上，任何在最不可能的身上，不管怎么样的不可能，怎么样微小的可能，完成神的计划。
This is mainly indicate the God he can do anything impossible. He can do any small possibility things through any obstacle.
弟兄姊妹，这一点非常重要。
This is very important point.
为什么？
Why?
请问这意味着什么？
What does this mean?
这对你意味着是什么？
What does this mean to you?
这意味着你的关系可以得到改变。
That means you can restore your relationship.
这意味着你可以得到清醒。
That means you can get more clarity.
这意味着你想改变，改变不了那些性格缺陷，可以被神改变。
That means lots of character flaw can be changed by God.
因为神使一个童女生子。
That means God can make a virgin to have a baby.
因为神使无变有。
God can make nothing.
因为神可以将不可能变为可能。
God can make nothing to become possibility.
这是神的工作。
This is God's work.
现在你可能会想说，我对这个童女怀孕生孩子的想法很难接受耶。
But many of you may think it's hard for me to believe in a virgin having a baby.
有没有人很难接受的？
Anybody feel it's hard to believe?
只有一个。
Only one?
我不相信，只有两个。
I don't believe only one.
如果你觉得很怀疑的话，我觉得很正常，你知道吗？
I feel it's normal if you doubt about that.
其实有这样困难的不只是只有你一个。
Actually, you are not the only one who have difficulty to understand.
各位可不可以猜谁是第一个？
Can you guess who was the first one? Too hard to accept?
第一个难
Joseph?
最难接受的不是 Joseph, 就是第二个。第一个是玛利亚最难接受。
The first one is Mary.
是不是？同意吗？注意看没有？
Agree?
这就是玛利亚。我们看第二点，这里玛利亚怎么样？就像玛利亚，我就是可能会对神的计划感到非常困惑。
Just like Mary was very confused by God's plan.
我不晓得各位对神的计划曾经不曾经感到困惑过。
Do you ever feel confused by God's plan?
Anyone?
Anybody?
Yeah. 我就曾经对神的计划感到困惑过。
I do.
在这里我请各位注意一下。
I want you to pay attention here.
你看，一般来说的话，在过去几百年里面，当描述到这个天使来见玛利亚的时候，你会看到这个玛利亚的表现是什么
？In the past centuries, when they describe Mary,
哎呀，非常镇静。
It's very calm. Mary was very calm.
好像是说，你怎么到现在才出来
？It seems like saying, "Why you come here till now?"
是不是、啊？哎呀，好平静！哎呦，所以她是什么伟大的哦，圣母玛利亚哦。
He's a holy mother, Mary.
所以你看看，在欧洲的那些教堂里面的彩色玻璃里面，都看到哇，很棒的一幅图画，伟大的使女。
When you see in the artwork in the Europe, you can always see the great Mary.
可是弟兄姊妹，这个不是圣经里面对她的。描述
But this is not how Bible describes her.
啊，这种现象一直存在着。
And this phenomenon exists.
直到一个称为但丁罗塞蒂的一个艺术家，他所画的一幅图画才开始改变这种现象。
Until an artist Rossetti painted a paint, and this is changed.
他在1850年画了这幅图画。 引起了非常大的争议。
He painted a painting in 1850 and it caused a lot of controversy.
为什么引起争议？
Why there's is controversial?
为什么？
Why?
因为这几个世纪以来啊，他是把第一个把玛利亚描绘出跟正常人一样的，当天使显现的时候非常惊恐非常害怕的第一个艺术家。
Because he's the first artist who described Mary differently than the normal way.
各位没注意到这个玛利亚的肢体语言？
Do you see the body language of Mary?
有没有看到？
Did you see that?
非常惧怕的一直躲在那个墙角那边。
She was horrified, frightened, and leaned against the wall.
她甚至都连看天使都不敢看一眼。
He doesn't even dare to see the angel.
她是非常害怕的。
He was frightened.
我认为
I think
罗塞蒂完全的描绘出在圣经里面真正玛利亚的心态。
Rossetti totally drew out the mentality of Mary.
因为从圣经描述里面我们可以看到说她根本就没有不是那么镇定的。
From the Bible, we can tell Mary was not calm.
我们可以看到圣经事情。
We can see from the Bible.
第一件我们可以看到什么？
What did you see first?
我们看到玛利亚感到非常惊恐。
Mary was frightened.
第二十九节说什么？
What does 29 say?
第二十九节，玛利亚因这话就很惊慌。
Mary was greatly troubled at these words.
这里的惊慌在希腊文里面是一个非常强烈的一个动词。
The word trouble in the original Greek is a very strong verb.
它这个意思是深深的不安、困扰、害怕。
That means deeply disturbed, troubled, afraid.
所以玛利亚是感到惊恐。
Mary felt troubled.
然后呢
？Thereafter,
玛利亚感到困惑。
Mary was confused.
你看第二接着说什么
？And Luke 1:29b continues say.
他说又反复思想这样的问安是什么意思？
And wonder what kind of greeting this might be.
这里反复思想是一个动词。
Wonder is a verb.
这个实际上在圣经里面出现了25次。
The original word has been used repeating for 25 times.
它每次的出现都是在描述一个人试图要去找出一些东西，但是却没有任何的进展。
Every time it appears, it's mainly used to describe a person who is looking for something but has no progress at all.
他们感到非常的困惑。
I was confused.
这就是所要表达的。
This is the emotion verse is trying to express.
他对这样的问安是什么意思感到困惑。
And Bible says she was confused. What sort of greeting this might be?
我们中文比较不清楚。你看英文讲的话，他说 ，What kind of the greeting this might be? 感到困惑。
他对这是什么样的问安感到困惑。
在我来解释一下，在当时。
Let me explain.
无论你是从哪个地方来的，你是哪个种族群体。你都会使用自己的问安的方式，问安的用语。
In those days, no matter where you are from or which ethnic group you are coming from, people can tell from your greeting language.
所以，当人家听到这些问候语的时候，就知道你是从哪个地方来的。
So people can tell where you are from based on your greeting.
今天我们可以了解一点。当如果人家跟你讲说 “Ohayo gozaimasu”，
if somebody say you “Ohayo gozaimasu”，
“Ohayo gozaimasu”。然后 David 就会告诉你他是从日本来的。
You may be able to tell he's coming from Japan.
如果人家跟你讲 Shalom,
if somebody says Shalom,
你知道他从哪里来的？
You probably know where he come from.
如果有人跟你讲 Zimbabwe,
if somebody says Zimbabwe,
那你知道他从哪里来的？
You know where he come from.
所以你可以了解到从他的用语里面就知道他从什么样的地方来的背景，是不是、啊、
？You probably can tell where he come from based on their greeting.
所以这句话的意思是说，这个天使所使用的这些问候语，对玛利亚来说是完全是陌生的。
Therefore, the meaning of this verse is the language used by the angel was completely new to Mary.
我不觉得玛利亚知道他是天使。
I don't think she realized that was an angel.
我相信他说，这个是谁啊？我不知道他从哪里来的。
She may feel who is he? I don't know where she come from.
弟兄姊妹，如果你对神的话就好像是无字天书的话
，If God's words were completely strange to you，
好像永远看不懂的话
，and seem to never be understood，
那么我相信你可以体会玛利亚。
Maybe you may experience what Mary felt.
所以他感到困惑的。
He feel confused.
然后当天使告诉玛利亚，弥赛亚要从她而出的时候
，Then when angel told Mary that Messiah would be born through her。
玛利亚就怎么样，充满了质疑。
And Mary was confused.
你看看第34节说什么
Luke 1:34. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I'm a virgin.
基本上他说什么?
What is it basically saying?
Excuse me?
对不起。 But this won't happen in this place where I live.
我觉得玛利亚是正确的。
Mary was absolutely right.
这是不可能的，对吗？
That was impossible.
这个不太好。 你知道吗？有时候
You know, sometimes that happened in our life as well. Maybe talk about some situation in your life, you may say that is impossible. But I have to say, actually, you are right. A lot of time, that was really impossible.
有时候期待神在我们生命当中行一个神迹，我们必须意识到一个真话，说在这种事情上面，我真的无能为力。
And sometimes to look forward to a miracle from God in our life, you have to realize one thing that I'm really impossible. That was really impossible.
离了神的恩典是完全不可能的。
Without God's grace, that is impossible.
所以玛利亚就是这样子。
Mary was like this.
她充满质疑,
she was full of doubt.
这是不可能的,
this was impossible.
对玛利亚的反应是什么?
So what's Mary's reaction? She was troubled,
感到困惑,
confused,
也充满质疑,
and questioning.
然后,
Therefore, Archangel Gabriel continued to talk to Mary, which changed history.
她说什么?
What he said?
她说, 你要怀孕生子, 可以给他起名叫耶稣, 他要伟大称为至高者的儿子。
He said, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High.
他说,那个主,最主要,接着说什么?
What did he say?
要给他什么?
What the God were going to give to him?
要把大卫的,他主大卫的位给他,
will give to him the throne of his father David.
然后他做什么?
Then what would he become?
要做雅各家的王直到永远。
He will reign over the house of Jacob forever.
然后他的国怎么样?
And how was his kingdom?
他的国没有穷尽。
Of his kingdom there will be no end.
你知道天使在跟他说什么吗?
Do you know what the angel said to Mary?
他说几百年你们一直在期待借着先知预言要期待的耶稣基督那个弥赛亚现在就要来了。
He said the prophet is through the prophet for centuries. The Messiah you have been waiting for is going to come to this world.
玛利亚，你知道吗?
But Mary,
what did he know?
He will come through you.
就这个时候,
That's it.
弥赛亚的母亲就是你了。
This is the time. The mother of Messiah is you.
我不晓得当时玛利亚听到的感觉如何。
I don't know how Mary felt at that time when she heard that.
她要怀孕的时候, 她的情绪是什么?
When she knew she was going to be pregnant, what's her emotion?
五味杂陈嘛,
I think they will be full of emotions. Can you put yourself in your marriage shoe?
然后呢,我们看到圣经告诉我们玛利亚明白三件事情。
You can see from the Bible, Mary understood three things.
这三件事情改变了她的生命。
Those three things changed her life.
请容许我说,
Please allow me to say the following.
如果你目前面临一个类似的情况,
If you are facing a similar situation,
就像玛利亚一样遭遇的这个 非常意想不到,让人充满困惑,充满紧张的消息的话,
like what Mary experienced, unexpected, confused, full of tension,
这三件事情可以改变你,
those three things can change your life.
你会被这三件事情来得到祝福,
and you will be blessed by those three things.
这三件事情是什么?
What are those three things?
我们很快地来描述一下,
let me describe them quickly.
接着前面的两点,第三点,就像玛利亚,
following the previous two point, third point, like Mary,
我可以确定我是为神所喜悦蒙他大恩的人。
I'm assured by God that I'm highly favored and blessed by His
我确定我是神非常喜欢的。
I'm assured that I'm favored by God.
这个是不是很酷啊?
Isn't this cool? 很棒吗?
你们都不会笑,奇怪哈? 我们看看第一章28节。
Let's take a look at Luke 1:28.
天使进去,对他说,蒙大恩的女子, 我问你安,
and he came to her and said, Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you.
在这里的这个蒙大恩,
Here, favor has been translated into full of grace in the Asian Bible.
你知道吗？这个词汇在圣经里面不只是在这个地方出现而已。
You know, this word is not just occur here in the Bible.
如果说只是在这个地方出现的话，那我们可以说，哇，玛利亚真的是很特别。
If it only occur here in the Bible, then we can really say, "Wow, Mary is very special."
同意吗
？Right?
是不是、啊？想一想啊、哦。
Let's think about.
一个人可以被描述为你是神所喜爱的。
A person has been described as highly favored by God.
不是充满恩典吗
？Isn't this full of grace?
从这个角度来，从这个词汇来看的话，如果只是针对玛利亚使用这个话，玛利亚真的很特别。
From this word or this perspective, if this word is only used here on Mary, Mary is truly very special.
但是很有意思的，令人兴奋的是，这个词汇并不只是仅仅描述玛利亚。
However, interestingly, even more excited that this word is not only used to describe Mary.
我们发现这个词汇其实也在圣经当中另外一个地方出现。
But also appear in another place in the Bible.
而且是描述您，描述我。
And is it describe you and me?
同样的词汇出现在以弗所书第一章第六节，他说
，Same words in Ephesians 1:6.
他说使他荣耀的恩典得到称赞，这恩典是在爱之里所赐给我们的。
To the praise of His glorious grace, with which He has blessed us, the beloved.
神将他的恩典丰丰富富的倾倒在你身上，倾倒在我身上，就像玛利亚一样。充满了恩典。
God has poured His grace over you and me, like pouring over to Mary.
你们好像都不怎么兴奋、啊、
It seems like not exciting.
好不好？你跟旁边人讲说你是蒙大恩的。
Can you say to your neighbor, say you are highly favored and full, with full of grace from God?
提醒我们的弟兄姐妹们，我们是蒙大恩的人。
Remind brothers and sisters and each other, we are highly favored.With full of grace.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的要意识到。
We really need to think about it.
我们意识到，在耶稣基督里面所赐给我们的恩典是何等的真实，何等的重要。
We need to realize how important God gave us grace through Jesus Christ, and how important that is.
我们没有想到，耶稣基督诞生，他不只是借着他的死给我们救恩，我们也得到了神所赐给我们其他种种属灵的祝福。
We have to be reminded that God not just give us grace through Jesus Christ, we also give a lot of other spiritual blessings.
而这个他所要求的唯一的只有一件事情。
And the only one thing is required.
你们奉献100万到南谷基督的会堂。
Donate $1 million to CCSC.
No.
No.
不是。
不是这样子。
不是这样子。唯一的一件事情就是什么？
What's that only one thing you need to do?
我们需要回应就是接受这个救恩。
We just need to respond and accept the salvation.
接受神给我们的恩典。
Accept the grace.
弟兄姐妹，根据这段圣经。
According to this Bible,
这意味着对玛利亚所说的，今天神仍然对你表达到同样的心情。
This means what God said to Mary.It's the same meaning to what God wants to express to each of us.
想一想、哦、
Imagine,
如果你注意的话,
if you pay attention,
你能够听到神在每天跟你说什么?
You can hear what God wants to say to you every day.
你会听到什么?
What can you hear?
子文啊，你好。
How are you?
你是蒙大恩的。
You are the favored one.
我与你同在。
The Lord is with you.
他说, Claire啊。You are greatly favored.
你是蒙大恩的。
你有没有想过这段话？
Can you think about the verse, this scripture?
神就是这样看你。
This is how God looks at you.
当你以神的眼光来看自己的时候，
When you look at in the eyes of God at yourself,
这带给我们何等的释放？
What kind of release you can have?
有没有想过这会带给你何等大的能力？
Such a power you can get when you look at this through God's eye. Let's come back to the verse. An angel reminds Mary about the grace. The verse
30.
And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.
我们从经文里面看到 基本上玛利亚的反应是什么？
You can see from here that what's Mary's reaction based on the Bible.
对不起啊，你有没有搞错啊？
Sorry, did you make a mistake?
我怎么可能有孩子？
How this could be?
开什么玩笑啊？
Are you kidding?
我还没有结婚呢。
I'm not married yet.
哎，也许你搞错了啦。
Maybe you got it wrong.
你要找的玛利亚是另外一个玛利亚。
What you're looking could be another Mary.
这里有很多玛利亚了。
Because there are so many Marys here.
我想这一切都会出现在她脑海里面，同意吗？
I think this all of those may pop up in her mind.
但是这也带进了这个故事真正的重点。
But this brings you the key point of this story.
第四点，就像
The first point, just like Mary.
怎么样？
What?
我也可以确定，在神的荫庇下，凡事都可能。
I'm also assured that all things are possible under God's hand.
在神岂有难成的事情？
There's nothing too hard for God.
经文接着说。
Scripture continues to say.
天使回答说：“圣灵要在你身上。”至高者的能力要应庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God."
请你注意到这里所说的。
Please note what it says here.
圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要应庇你。
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of Most High will overshadow you.
为什么要注意
？Why pay attention here?
因为到目前为止，你可能会说
，Because till now you may think，
好吧，许弟兄，我想我可以了解到这里所谈论的。
All right, brother Xu, I think I can understand what you are talking about here.
到目前为止，我想我有点像玛利亚一样。
I think I'm a little bit like Mary.
啊，有那种困惑。
As a confusing.
啊，有那种惊慌。
As a frightened.
但是玛利亚怎么？
But how could she overcome the situation?
而且这跟我有什么关系?
But what this is to do with me?
这段圣经就是答案。
The answer is right here.
圣灵是她的帮助。
Holy Spirit is her help.
也是我们能力的来源。
As well as the source of our ability.
圣经告诉我们复活耶稣基督复活的能力今天也同样复辟在你我的身上。
Because of the resurrection of Christ, and it's also upon you and me.
复活的基督他所给我们的应许之一就是当我们信靠他的时候圣灵会在我们的身上也会赐给我们力量。
The promise of resurrection of Christ, the Holy Spirit will be among us.
你相信圣灵的能力吗?
Do you believe in the power of the Holy Spirit?
你相信圣灵的能力吗?
Do you believe in power of the Holy Spirit? I do.
在这里我必须诚实地说。
I have to tell you honestly here.
有很多次很多次很多次。
There are many, many, many times.
当我要步上这个讲台的时候
，When I was about to walk up to the podium，
我心中充满了恐惧，我充满了不配，充满了不安。哎呦，我怎么配讲话
？I was full of fear, unworthless, and anxiety.
当我
I don't deserve to talk，
我常常必须提醒我自己。
I have to remind myself，
这不是靠我。
This is not myself。
这不是靠我的能力。
It doesn't.Rely on my own ability. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the power of it's not my own ability, not my own strength. It's God's grace. And how about you, brothers and sisters? Do you know that you can trust the power of the Holy Spirit no matter what situation you are facing?
你相不相信圣灵的能力?
Do you believe in the power of the Holy Spirit?
你看第三十七节。
And verse 37,
天使提醒玛利亚。
Angel reminded Mary,
因为出于神的话没有一句不带能力的。
For nothing will be impossible with God.
意思是什么?
What does this mean?
神的话不落空。
That means God's word never fail.
当神说
When God say
我永远不会离开你
I never leave you
也不会丢弃你
or forsake you
他就是这个意思。
That's what it means.
当神说万事要互相效力叫爱神人得益处就是按他自己被造的他绝对不说假话。
When God say I will make all things work together for good for those who love God for those who are called according to his purpose that'sHe never lied.
当神说他爱整个世界，包括你，包括我，绝对是这样。
When God said He loved the whole world, including you and me, That's absolutely true.
所以神的话没有一句不带的能力。
So God's words never fail.
所以玛利亚之后可以打开她心眼。
So Mary can open her heart and respond.
我盼望我们每个人都有第五点。
We hope everybody can come to the same as Mary in the fifth point.
就像玛利亚。
Just like Mary.
此时此刻，我可以选择降服于神的旨意。
At this moment, I can choose to surrender to God's will.
我可以选择降服神的旨意。
I can choose to surrender to God's will.
在第三十八节这里。
Look at verse 38.
玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”天使就离开她去了。
Mary said, "Behold, I'm the servant of the Lord. Let it to be according to your word." And angel lifts her.
她在这边描述她自己的名字。描述他自己的字眼。
Mary described her using a word to describe.
她说我是主的使女。
She said, "I'm the servant of God."
是奴隶，是要永远活在主人手下的。
It's a slave who lives under the hands of her of their masters.
她的意思说，我永远是属于你的。
It's I belong to you forever.
我要选择你是我一生的主。
I want to choose you as my master for my life. The my master.In my life.
因为神啊，你是管理世界那一位，我不是。
Because you are the one managing the whole world, I am not.
你是神，我不是。
You are the God, I am not.
所以我选择要降服在你手下。
So I choose to surrender under you.
在这边我要提醒弟兄姊妹们哈。
Here I want to remind each of you.
当玛利亚接受这个挑战，在神面前的时候
，When Mary took the challenge.To surrender under God.
并不意味着他从此就一帆风顺。
This doesn't mean everything will go well from now on.
是不是啊？
Right? Do you agree?
事实上，玛利亚面对的各样的难处，是不是？
In fact, this Mary has to face lots of difficulties.
看到没有？
Did you see that?
约瑟想把她休掉。
Mary, Joseph want to divorce her.
而且他不是在高级的大医院里面生小孩。
It was not a large, advanced, luxury hospital where she delivered her baby.
她到哪里啊？
Where she was in?
她到马房。
In the manger. In the manger.
她甚至要怕婴孩被杀而不得不逃到埃及去。
Moreover, she was too afraid of the baby being killed, and she has to flee to Egypt.
但是注意到了，当玛利亚有一件事，你看玛利亚在圣经里面。
But for Mary has that mentality, she wrote a beautiful song at the end of chapter 1.
第四十六节,
what he says,
我心尊主为大, 我灵以我神的救主为乐, 因为他顾念他使你的卑微, 从今以后万代要成为有福的, 那有全能的为我成就了大事, 他的名为圣。
Verse 46, Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and the spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of her servant. For behold, from now on, all generation will call me blessed.
这里玛利亚让我们看到生命当中最最重要的。
Mary demonstrated to us the most important in our life,
就是将我们的需要完全地调整在救主的身上。
Is to adjust our needs unto Savior.
这里他玛利亚很讲清楚这一点。
She was very clear on this.
因为什么？当我们说主啊
，When you say Lord, you are my savior.
因为什么？当我们有这样的心态的时候，当我们这样说的时候
，When you say that, when you have that mentality,
那我们就可以接着下面那句话。
You can continue to say the next one.
第四十六节，那有全能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣。
For he is mighty, has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
在圣诞节的时候，我们谈到这段经文。
And at Christmas time, we talk about this scripture.
我们谈到了玛利亚。
We talk about Mary.
我们谈到了她如何回应她生活当中那些意想不到发生的事实。
We talk about the things how Mary responded to the unexpected in her life.
我的猜想是
，My guess is that
在未来的年日里面
，In the coming days，
不管你是谁
，No matter who you are，
在你的生活当中。
In your life,
你非常非常有可能遭遇到一些意想不到的事实。
It's very possible you're facing some unexpected.
可能是一些压力。
Probably some stress.
可能是一些惊喜。
Probably some surprise.
可能是一些挫折。
Probably some difficulties.
那么好不好 准备一下拥有一个玛利亚的心态。
Can you prepare yourself with the mentality like Mary's?
就像玛利亚所做的。
Just like what Mary did.
你回应生活当中这些压力、这些挫折说。
When you respond to the difficulty of the life,
你跟神啊,
you can talk to God and say, God,
你是我掌管我生命当中的主。
You are the master of my life.
不是我。
I am not.
我现在碰到这些困难，说实在的，我很不喜欢，我也不明白。
The difficulty I'm facing right now, be honest with you, I don't like it.
I don't understand. 但是神啊,
But God,
我是你的仆人,
But I'm your servant.
我是你的使女,
I'm your maid.
我相信在你没有难成的事情,
I know there's nothing you cannot do.
我愿意将这一切交给你,
I want to put everything under your hands.Are you willing to have such a response?
我相信当我们愿意这样做的时候，我们可以经历到神的大能。
I believe when you respond like that, you can experience God's power.
所以不管什么事情发生在我们身上的时候，我们可以靠主得到那个平安。
Doesn't matter what things you are going to face, we know we can get the peace through God.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
因为我们谢谢你让我们在圣诞节的时候能够来思想、啊、玛利亚这一段经历。
God praise thank you for let us think about the Mary's experience at Christmas day.
但愿主你借着这段经历能够来提醒我们。
God please thank you, we hope you remind us.
我们在你眼中是一个蒙福的。
We are highly favored in your eyes.
你愿意来带领我们走过任何的情况。
You are willing to guide us through any difficulties. God, may you bless each of us. Let us to know that we can move forward with your strength. We thank you. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.